This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, time now for us to have the official overview of the Talkers charts for the week of the June 15th, halfway through the month, and we're almost halfway through the year. Pretty amazing when you get right down to brass tacks here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. Here's Michael Harrison, also the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We'll talk about the Talkers conference. I don't know, we call it a conference. Get together. Whatever.
It's a conference. Yeah. It's a convention. It's a seminar. It's all of those things.
Collaboration.
Meetings.
Yeah. Yeah.
A meeting. Camping trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Orgy.
Came out of a $300 room, night room. Okay. So let's get to the stories first. There are 10 of those, thanks to the research of your excellent staff at Talkers, and then the people list as well, and we'll pick and choose, Will, as they... Who invented the word parse? Was that during the Clinton era? We're going to parse some of the verbiage in the stories here.
Parse is a great word. Parsing words. I'm not quite sure how to use that phrase, but I guess there's a lot of parsing going on.
Parsley
was invented when people got around to joining forces and speaking and eating at the same time. They had parsley.
Yes, that's right.
Let's go to number 10, at Major League Baseball action. At number 3, the Cal 3 proposal. That's kind of fun. At number 8, De Niro's Tony speech. That was kind of fun, I guess. Very theatrical. Theatrical. At number 7, the Fed raises interest rates. We could all be a little more interested in what's going on. At number 6, that was corny. At number 6, illegal immigration enforcement. At number 5, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 4, the Tuesday primaries and the loss of Sanford's loss. At number 3, the G7 meeting and the Trump-Trudeau spat. I wonder what they spat on. This is getting worse. You and I, we're out of practice. At number 2, the Clinton email investigation report. A lot of irony there. And at number 1, the Trump-Kim Jong-un summit. The people survey, Tim Draper at 10, Robert De Niro at 9, Paul Manafort at 8, Robert Mueller at 7, Mark Sanford at 6, Hillary at 5, James Comey and Andrew McCabe at 4, Justin Trudeau at 3. Number 2, Kim Jong-un. And number 1, Donald Trump. And crazy week.
All right, so a name that could have been in there because of his connection to us and our business, the number 1 talker, according to the Talkers Heavy 100, Sean Hannity, proved his value and worth going for Fox News and his radio program to the Singapore summit. He got the first interview with the president. So how does that impact us, people that are carrying Hannity's program and the general conversation?
Well, it certainly underscores why this year, 2018, Talkers Magazine did something that got a lot of reaction within the talk radio industry, and that was declaring Sean Hannity as the number 1 most important radio talk show host in America.
Some people disagree with that? I don't
know. Nah. Even Rush Limbaugh didn't say anything. How can you disagree with it? We've never seen a radio personality as prominent within a given year as Hannity has been, this past year. I mean, it's been amazing. So it's just big stuff for the talk radio industry, whether you like Hannity or not. I mean, there's different ways of looking at it. Of course, a lot of people don't like it. I wasn't thrilled about the summit coming on the 12th because Hannity was one of our keynote speakers. And, you know, I even said to the convention, nuclear war or our convention having Hannity? Not that Hannity was responsible for that, but I was hoping that the summit would be postponed at least another day.
But Brian Kilmeade filled in for him, and he was quite good. People got to know him in a way that he, I don't think, was known before among our group.
Absolutely, and received a lot of praise for Brian Kilmeade.
I had a nice chat with him. I thought I liked him.
He's very similar to Hannity in terms of his personability. He's also similar to Hannity as they're both on the Fox News channel and do radio shows and love radio in spite of their TV stardom, which is an amazing thing. And you have to say Kilmeade has the ear and the eye of the President of the United States as much as Hannity does, at least within the same ballpark. Maybe not specifically.
Because the President always listens, right, and calls in or whatever?
Yeah. So I asked Kilmeade that. I said, what's it like being a, you know, basically a radio nerd? You're a broadcaster. You're not a politician. And all of a sudden now, your show is extremely influential, not only in terms of news, but in terms of the opinion of the President. And I think he gave a pretty good answer, but that's interesting, you know.
And you know what the answer, what I like best about it, Michael?
Hmm.
It wasn't all about him. It wasn't all about Brian Kilmeade at all. I didn't hear any gloating. I didn't hear, you know, some of these guys, when they get into this circle, if they are sort of unschooled or unskilled at looking at the reality of the picture, realize it ought not to be about them. It's about the work that they're doing. And how the communication is. I thought Kilmeade was very good.
Very humble. He's smart.
Yeah. Yep.
And I've known him personally for a number of years. He's a very nice person.
As I said, I sat next to him. We had a chat, and I thought that he really sort of took the room without trying to take the room.
Yeah.
And your questions were great. You always have a way of sort of in an ad lib fashion. Putting people into a place where they can be reflective. That's really the best interviews are always the ones that are reflective. It isn't just about information. Let's face it. Most of the things you're going to ask somebody like that, he's been asked 100 times. So it's meat and potatoes, facts and figures, blah, blah, blah. But then you really want to get to know the person, and that's what you did with him, I thought, anyway.
Yeah, well, my interview style is conversational, and it always starts out seeming like this is a softball conversation. All of a sudden, I get them into a place, I've done this for years, where I get things out of them that they normally would not say. There are many different kinds of interviews. There's the journalistic interview, where you just have a list of questions you ask them. Then you have, and then I asked Kilmeade about the real heart of the thing is, how do you deal with interviewing a president of the United States or a superstar? That's a hard get. They call it in the industry a get, where you get an interview with somebody that's hard to get. And you don't want to come across as a sycophant. You don't want to, you know, kiss their butt. On the other hand, you don't want to make them angry at you where they'll walk off or they'll never give you an interview again. And how do you walk that line? And that's the hardest thing in journalism, because so much of journalism is access to the newsmakers. If you don't have access to them, you have that second layer of distance in knowing what's going on.
But then, isn't it interesting when you have access, it comes because you kiss the butt of the person who's there, and there is never any real news involved in that. It's if you're on the good side of somebody, whether it's Trump or whomever it is, it isn't necessarily because you're reporting well. It's because you're coming to them in a way that gives them safety and security that you're not going to rip them a new one.
And that's the key to what I'm talking about. They have to realize they gave you some valuable information maybe a week later. I go, wait a second, I told them that. Yeah, where they don't even realize you have to give them like truth serum, where they don't even realize they're saying it. And I got
to
tell you, of all the things that I have done in my long career in radio, the thing that I still find challenging, like playing chess, is the art of the interview. The art of the interview is something that you never, ever completely master. And it's one of the reasons that I enjoy doing that weekly podcast, the Michael Harrison interview, because it is a challenge to do it to the fullest extent of its capacity, you know, not just to fill space. And I find it challenging. I love doing it. It also still makes me nervous. I still get nervous before I go.
Depends on who you have on. Who do you have? I saw something about. I haven't gone into the weeds here yet. Who'd you do this week for the Michael Harrison interview?
On A. Gotti.
Gotti. Gotti.
Yeah, Gotti.
Just in time to help him promote the story about his father.
He's in that movie. I mean, John Travolta plays his father, and there's a lot of scenes in the movie that opens this weekend across the country in theaters. Not to mention there's a big two-part documentary about Gotti on A&E. So this is Gotti week, and I got Gotti.
You got him.
I got him. I was told
gotcha,
before.
Gotcha, Gotti.
The reason Gotti gave me the interview is because he felt that I would be able to handle some of these subjects sensitively, which is code for you're not going to ask him any tough questions, are you?
Right.
But
yeah.
I did. I asked him some very tough questions, but they weren't the obvious.
Yeah.
They weren't the... I'm fascinated by how... Anything that has to do with godfathers and mobs in the movies, it's always a suspension of disbelief where you start to actually think some of these murderers are good guys and some of these murderers are bad guys. And there's good bad guys and bad guys. And I said, how does that work? And he loved the question and got into it. And that was worth the price of admission alone to me.
Joe Pesci was a bad guy. That we can agree on. 16 past the hour, talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. Most people begin... seeing losses when they use Calitrin within a week, in the first few weeks. However, since Calitrin assists your body in losing weight naturally, that's the key, naturally, the initial onset of benefits can vary from person to person. Calitrin works according to your body's specific needs, so you need to have patience here. I recommend a 90-day program. That's what I've been on. Calitrin. The capsules, 4 of them at night, 2 hours after you've had your meal. Go to bed, have a great night's sleep. There's Calitrin liquid as well. No matter what you use, you're going to add collagen, the protein supplement that assists your body in burning off fat and sugars more efficiently. That's how you lose the weight. The body produces collagen protein naturally, but as you get older, you have less of it. And you need more muscle as you get older, not less. You need to hold your body together. So if you want to make sure your body is held together and you want to lose fat, because that's what happens when you're not getting as much collagen production in your body, that declining, you then need something to help you absorb the collagen and get yourself back to having a body that looks good and feels good. Exercise is key, what you eat is key, and how you treat the weight loss program with something natural is key as well. That's where Calitrin comes in, the number one healthy choice for weight loss. I think the arguments they put forth are very convincing. Go to toploss.com, look at some of the testimonials, see how you can get your body in shape, the shape that you want for the summertime, by using Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and you'll get 10% off. And then after you've had 3 bottles, you buy 3 bottles, you get a fourth one free. So you get 10% off the first 3 bottles and a fourth one free. A great deal. This works fabulously. I'm using it. Take my word for it. This is the way to lose weight. Calitrin at toploss.com, or you can call them and order online or on the phone line, 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677. Take my advice. Do it now while you're thinking about it at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. Mm. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert, or online at toploss.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time to continue with our overview of the Talkers charts for this week. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The top 10 stories, we take bits and pieces out of this. I want to stay, Michael, if I can, for a moment. Again, your continuing focus on this interview that Sean did with the president immediately after the summit with Kim Jong-un, because that was the number one story this week, the summit itself, where he was asked about why he didn't talk more about human rights violations and Kim's atrocity. I think he said to Sean, hey, he's a tough guy. When you take over a country, it's a tough country, tough people, take it over from your father. I don't care who you are, what you are, how much of an advantage you have. If you can do that at 27, that's one in 10,000 that could do it. So he's a smart guy. He's a great negotiator. I thought that was interesting. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, can you hear me? We changed lines.
Yeah, you're fine now. Yeah,
okay,
you're
good. The thing that Trump faced with Kim Jong-un is similar to the thing we talked about before. When you're talking to somebody that's a tough get, you don't want to offend them immediately by showing how tough you are. And I think Trump played this sort of like a personality as opposed to necessarily a tough negotiator. And I'm sympathetic to him in that regard. This was a first step. People are saying, hey, you didn't ask him the right questions, or you didn't complain about the atrocities and all that. Do you think that Kim Jong-un would have backed down and said, oh, you're right, okay, I'm going to be a good guy from now on? I doubt it. It would have ended in a failure. So I think Trump played it as smart as he could, and I think that's what he was kind of explaining to Hannity. I think just the fact that these two guys got together is a step in the right direction, don't you?
Yeah, I think whenever you can have conversation about stuff, I think what troubles me is that people think that they have to be obnoxious to begin with. I guess that's just the human condition. Some people and their egos, their insincerity, their not being able to go along with deals. They make deals and agreements and they don't live up to them. Insecurity, insincerity, maybe all of those things together. Michael May describes some of the biggest leaders in the world.
Yeah, one of the things that Trump has to be careful about is he has to understand that Kim Jong-un is under tremendous pressure not to appear to his country that he is acquiescing or losing in any type of negotiation with Trump. Trump has to figure out how to get what he wants without making his adversary or his opponent or his counterpart in this discussion look bad at home.
That begs the question. The people that run the country control the news media, so they can present any image. I heard that most people in Korea didn't even know he was out of the country and at a summit. So they completely control, in this circumstance, whatever Kim wants to tell them, that's what they're going to hear.
Yeah, there's a degree of truth to that, but I don't know how thorough and total that is. Nor do I know the nature of the North Korean people in terms of how news savvy they are, how tuned into alternative information they are. They're a mystery to us. All I'm saying is anybody who expected this thing to result in something concrete is dreaming. It's a good first step, and the U.S. can always change its deal. It can always go back to having war games with South Korea. It can do whatever it wants. So.
Yeah. Well, then they always wonder about
what it is.
They sometimes worry about the Chinese and do they put their foot down and you can't keep doing that in our waters or close to our waters. This is an act of war and all this other nonsense that we hear back and forth from these egomaniacs. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Focus on people coming up soon. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump told Fox News on Friday that he wouldn't sign an immigration bill that was being pushed by House Speaker Paul Ryan and other Republican moderates. He said he was backing another bill by some hardline conservatives.
It wasn't long before the White House was backtracking that the president would support either bill. The moderate legislation would ban the separation of children from parents caught sneaking across the border.
No, I hate it. I hate the children being taken away.
Mr. Trump insisted that he's not the one who is separating the families.
The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it.
But there is no such law. Democrats said what the president should change is a zero-tolerance policy that was announced on May 7th by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
Time now for us to continue second half hour of our weekly overview with Michael Harrison from Talkers, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where there's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can see A repeat, I guess. How would we describe the meeting last week? Was all on video, Facebook, I think. And so now it's a Talkers Television?
Yeah, Talkers TV right now has a gavel-to-gavel coverage of the seminar. But starting next week, we're going to have it in bite-sized chunks. We're going to be able to, on demand, each of the different sessions. And that'll be an easier way people can go through it.
I hope
it's there.
Included in that is the clips from the fabulous hosts of the program itself. There were the great interviews that you did, and then there were the great sessions, and then there were two great co-hosts who held the thing all together.
Oh, my God. They were amazing. They were better than anything ever at the Oscars. Better than Bob Hope. Better than Johnny Carson.
Yes.
Better than Billy Crystal.
Yes.
We had David Bernstein and some other guy. And it was amazing. The other guy was, of course, Doug Steffen, folks. Doug was one of the co-MCs of the event, and you worked hard. You must have been exhausted.
Yeah.
Because that was that's a long show. I mean, that's a whole day long.
It was fun.
You're an Iron Man.
And, well, let's hope that the event continues. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, after we've done our self-congratulatory stuff, I want to try to get your take on Robert De Niro and his speech at the Tonys, the appropriateness or lack thereof, and how much of that came through in the conversations that you heard or we all heard on some of the talk radio programs we monitor.
Well, I'll tell you, obviously a lot of people on the talk radio stations we monitor didn't like it because they are statistically pro-Trump. I mean, let's just put it that way. Politically, it didn't go over very well outside of that room. In the room, it got a standing ovation. I have a few minds on this. As a theatrical person, it was great theater. As a media person, it was newsy. As a person who, as a citizen of this country and hopes that we operate on a fair and balanced keel, I thought it was completely inappropriate. I just don't understand why people do these things, but they do. They do. And Hollywood and Broadway, which is sort of an extension of Hollywood, the show business world, has a history of people hijacking what is supposed to be a specific job, and that is to introduce the next event or to receive an award and turn it into a political forum. It only makes the free speech aspect of our society more interesting. It's great material, but it really is it's kind of ugly and insulting. I would never have done it.
I think that those words are the best to apply, ugly and insulting. And beneath him, as a seasoned actor, someone who's respected for the body of work that he's done, to pull that. So you don't like Trump. Got it. And there are plenty of people who don't like Trump, as there are plenty of people who do like Trump. So when you pull a stunt like that, you alienate, I've said this before in the air in many circumstances. Ed McMahon taught me one of the great things about how to approach these issues on the air. When people would ask him about his politics, he'd never answer them. And when he was asked why he didn't specify, he would say, because I want to sell Alpo to everyone. And when you...
It's true. And it's honest. And it's honest. You do. But you see, today in the age of fractionalization, people are happy having 100% approval from a small percentage of the public rather than that very difficult job of having everybody be happy. It's hard to sell Alpo to everybody in this.
Yeah. Well, but I think an extension of that, to use that same reference of McMahon and The Tonight Show, when you look at the size of the audience that Johnny Carson had, and there are different reasons the audience certainly is fractionalized, but when you look at, I saw a review in, I think, the Daily, one of the trades, I think is the NAB trade, looking at the audiences for both CBS and ABC, Kimmel, and what's that boob that's on CBS? What's his name? The guy who does the late-night show on Stephen Colbert.
I think of him as Colbert. I don't think of him as Stephen. He may as well be Murray Colbert, for all I know.
Right. So the approach that this writer took in one of the trades was to examine the audience and the anger quotient, whether they can survive on trying to find an audience that is that angry. Whereas what we used to want to do, and what they don't get psychologically, is the worst thing you can do before you go to sleep is think about things that you're angry about. It attacks your subconscious, and you have a terrible night's sleep. Whereas if you're having fun, and you're amused, and you laugh, and you go to sleep, you get a good night's sleep, all of these things are weighing in, and these people don't seem to care. They just want to be angry. They want to tell everybody
what they think. You know something? I think that three-quarters of the anger that people have about politics in this country is a form of entertainment. I think that people find being angry at Trump as entertaining as those who love Trump. I think that politics has become a spectator sport. It's an anger similar to sports anger. I think that the psychology of this is very complicated. I don't claim to have a handle on it, but I do know it's complicated, and I get the gist of it. So I think a lot of people just find hating Trump to be very cathartic when they see somebody like Colbert talking like that, and they go to sleep very happy because they were able to vent.
Okay. All right, I'll take that one. There's one other aspect to the convention last week that I think is worth mentioning, because we admit on this program, if you're listening to The Countdown, you're a faithful follower of the format. You like News Talk Radio. You pay attention to it. This is for, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, the insiders, those who really know the hosts and know the issues and that sort of thing, or want to stay up on it. So you may be interested to know Yeah. What you may know, you may not know, one of the speakers during the convention, a frequent visitor, he's prominent in New York, and now he's the national program manager for Salem, fellow named Phil Boyce, who has a distinguished career as a news talk programmer in New York at a number of stations. So he's now running this network, and he had a presentation at the event that I thought was quite pensive, whether you agreed with it or you didn't agree with it. He basically said, if you want to be successful in the news talk business, you better like Trump. You, is that more or less what he, how you read it?
Yeah. And the only beef I have with it is that he made it sound like that's the only way to be successful, and it's not. Yeah, but if you want to be successful and you go for people that like Trump, you'll be guaranteed a certain audience that is there for the taking. It's a low-hanging fruit, and it's very available. That's what he really meant. But to hear him say it, it would give the impression to an outsider that that's the only way to do it.
Right.
And that is where I disagree.
Yeah, right. It was interesting, though, to see all that. And I don't want to belabor the point, but it's something you can see if you watch at talkers.com, at Talkers TV. You see some of the panels. You might want to go look for, as Michael said, it's all going to be broken out for the Phil Boyce piece. 43 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, you know, being on the radio for as long as we have been, we've heard a lot of pitches, we've heard and seen a lot of results from good advertising. This is about as good as it gets when you picture your smile. Think of you being in front of the mirror and you're brushing your teeth and you're not liking what you see. So you're trying to figure out, okay, what do I do? I got coffee stains, tea stains, red wine stains. How do I fix that problem? You try whitening strips, new. Takes a long time, makes your teeth sensitive, gums uncomfortable. So what's next? You take the toothpaste that has those little pearls, those little plastic pearls, and you then whiten your teeth with that. The only problem is you don't know you're etching away your enamel. So sooner or later, your teeth will not have any surface to them. And then there's Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the five-minute solution to a bright white smile. 5 minutes, that's it. You get the tube, you snap it open, you swab your teeth, you smile, and 5 minutes, the coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains start going, they're disappearing. Keep it up. Keep your teeth the way you want them to look. It's a great, fabulous way to work on your natural teeth, also caps and veneers as well. To try Power Swabs, call the office at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, for the best way to get rid of the stains and keep your teeth nice and white permanently, 800-208-1797. People in the focus on the Talk Radio Review. Countdown from number 10 to number 1 puts Tim Draper at number 10. Mr. De Niro, Robert De Niro at number 9. Paul Manafort, is he going to jail? Maybe. Connected to Mueller, who's number 7. Mark Sanford,
I didn't win because Donald Trump is a bully. Okay.
Number 6, he didn't win. Hillary Clinton, number 5. She's always a winner in a manner of speaking. Number 4, James Comey. Number 3, Justin Trudeau. I don't know. What do we make of all that Clinton-Trudeau, the spat? They'll be fine. Next week, they'll be pals again. Kim Jong-un. Look at that. Presidential pal. Number 1 is Kim Jong-un, at least at the moment. And I guess maybe unless you're pals with yourself, Donald Trump likes himself. I think that's fair to say. He's number 1 this week, as he has been and usually will be, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Born as a treatment to decompress deep-sea divers, hyperbaric oxygen therapy is now used to treat a number of serious conditions. One area where there has been a lot of success is helping to heal wounds, especially diabetic and radiation-related injuries.
Hyperbaric oxygen dissolves large amounts of oxygen in the fluid part of the blood.
It's that extra oxygen that Dr. Paul Klaus says helps promote healing in the injured tissue.
It won't revive dead tissue. It won't revive tissue that's truly ischemic without any flow. But if we can squeeze some fluid part of the blood into those tissues, it has the hope of regenerating or rejuvenating some of the tissues that are just on the margin.
It's a process that can take daily treatments over several several weeks.
The beauty of it is that the tissues that are healed have a higher level of circulation to them that persists for years.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown, show number 10, as we go through the stories for this past week, the week of June 11th to the 15th. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine. Football action, Major League Baseball. Yep, football. Some of the camps are already starting a little action. Most of them will report in July, but some of the players who want to stay in shape, get ready, are already working at it. Major League Baseball, okay, kind of cool. Whether or not there's going to be, I think there's going to be at least one team that's won this year wants to go to the White House. Anyway, the Washington Capitals, I think, are going to go to the White House. Number 9, the proposal to cut California into 3 separate states. Number 8, Robert De Niro's speech at the Tonys. Number 7, the Fed interest rate scale going up. Illegal immigration is 6. Russia investigations 5. Primaries 4. G7 meeting 3. The Clinton email investigation is number 2. And the results of the summit, number 1 this week, from the Talk Radio Countdown show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. A reminder, Michael Harrison's interview is a chat with John Gotti. Don't miss that at MichaelHarrisonInterview.com, or you can see it at Talkers.com as well. You can hear it at Talkers.com. That's one thing. You were talking about the impact, I guess that's really the word that I'm looking for, of all of the stuff that's happening in New York or in Los Angeles at the seat of entertainment when people blab about their own. There's a danger there, right?
There's a huge danger, and what bothers me about it is I have always been, throughout my life, a patron of the arts. I love theater. I love acting. I love show business. I love movies, film, the history of it, and it makes me very sad that the polarizing of Hollywood and the Broadway theater is evidenced by people like Robert De Niro and Meryl Streep and all these people, is turning off a large segment of the American public to the arts in general, to film. There's immediately film bad, theater, Broadway bad. And that's a shame. They've got to get smarter, and they'll do better for the arts. They'll do better for their careers. They'll do better for the state of the country's intelligence if they get off the political kick and go nonpartisan. Yes, there can be films that make political statements, but it shouldn't be industry-wide. It should be, there should be a fairness, a balance, and they shouldn't be associated. Broadway should not be associated with left-wing politics, nor should Hollywood. Somebody's got to talk to these people and set them straight that they're hurting the human condition by doing that.
Mm-hmm. And hurting themselves. And most people are motivated by themselves, right?
Well, it was a very selfish act when you think about it.
I thought it was. Yeah.
It's a selfish act. It's a limelight grabbing, headline grabbing, selfish act, and it doesn't help the theater. Not everybody in the theater is a liberal. Not everybody in Hollywood is a liberal.
No.
And movies should, and movies and plays, this is where all points of view should be expressed. And the arts are very important. And this has nothing to do with my feelings about left or right politics personally. It has to do with what's good for the culture, what's good for arts and entertainment, what's good, the role of the humanities in humanity. So I wish they'd back off. I really do.
Yeah. I do too. Just a really quick thought in a few seconds, if you can, when it comes to Hillary Clinton and her taking a shot at Comey, was that entertaining?
Yeah, it's entertaining as hell.
I thought it was. Yeah.
And it's all part of the circus. All part of the circus.
Yeah, it is. All right, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find it all at talkers.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to focus in on the legal aspects of the items on the chart for this week, courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our professor. He's one of the leading experts on scams. He understands the law in many ways. I don't think I've ever asked him a question about some legal aspect of what's going on in the world that he hasn't come up with a pithy, smart answer. So we'll get to answers to some of the questions, the legal aspects of some of the stories, as we continue here on the Countdown.
Come into Lowe's for savings on the kind of Father's Day gifts that make Dad feel special. Power tools. Choose a Porter Cable 20-volt max lithium-ion combo kit, complete with drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger. Or get the long runtime of a DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill with brushless motor. Either way, they're only $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm going to play the role of Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Countdown because we We seem to have a technical abyss going on here, and his presence is not with us. So I'm looking at the most obvious legal problem this week comes in the investigative report on the email and how Comey comes out of it. He rebukes the report, or he's rebuked by the report. The bias, it's all, is it serious or is it just a joke? That's the whole, you know, who has any, when it comes to outcomes, I'm always interested in outcomes, who has any liability here? Comey comes across as an arrogant boob. Okay, next, Hillary Clinton takes a shot because he's after her, the private email server, and he's doing the same thing. Doesn't he, has he no idea of the implications of what he has suggested, or even some of the implications in the report? It reminds me of the Warren report after JFK was shot, or any of these federal reports that are issued to try to justify government action, inaction, inappropriateness, whatever it is. The Warren Commission report was a big, bold-faced lie. And so, again, back into the money that you and I spend for political theater, is that really worth it? In your tax dollars, do you want to see one penny of every dollar go to political theater like these guys trying to, like Mueller, making a career out of foolishness? Really and truly, the Trump-Russia investigation has been on the countdown list every week since almost Trump became president, and it goes nowhere. Brings us nothing. Maybe it's great fodder and food for the people who don't like Trump. Yeah, let's list guy. Go get him, the Russians. And every time he talks to Putin, it looks like, oh, look at those guys, how friendly they are. They're both a couple of crooks. Let's hang them by their toes. Or some other foolishness. And maybe the same thing is true for the illegal immigration thing. That's on the countdown. It has been for years. And what's coming of it? What's the end, the net result of all of these investigations? Nothing. Nada. You know, now New York is suing Donald Trump over his charitable foundation because he is, quote-unquote, self-dealing. So the attorney general this week sues the president and his children and the foundation, saying he's illegally using the nonprofit as a personal checkbook for his own benefit, including his presidential campaign. You think Trump's that stupid, or is he that? Has he got that much balsam? I don't know. I don't think he's that stupid. I don't think he's stupid at all, Frank. I think he's pretty smart. Well, he's got a lot of street smarts. He's got a lot of savvy. And he understands how to negotiate things like that. Do you think he's always done everything perfectly in his life? Of course he hasn't. But, you know, is it worth all the money that we're spending? So far, the Mueller investigation has cost you and me and the taxpayer $145 million. For what? Squat! They got nothing on him. So, anyway, I think that's something that's worth a bit of reflection here on the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.